Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got shown the tweet and didn't really think anything of it, and I got some texts about it. I'm on the Pirates. My goal is to win with the Pirates. I love the city of Pittsburgh. The fans are hungry to have a winner in Pittsburgh, and I want to be a part of the group that did that. I think about it the same way that, when I was at the Air Force Academy, we had never been to a conference championship. And then my sophomore year, we ended up winning the conference. We had never finished top four in the conference before that. Pittsburgh is, in the way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose. And I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So I don't know where that came from. The goal is to win. I don't know the reporter that reported it. I don't know the player who supposedly said that, but the goal is to win, and the goal is to win in Pittsburgh.
I got the name of the reporter, Paul, if you want to kick his ass. Randy Miller, New Jersey Advanced Media for NJ.com. Is this rude, what I'm about to say? I think it's about to be rude.
You haven't said it yet.
You think that's where Randy Miller wanted to wind up in life? NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com. I guess we can rule out ever getting him on the show now that I've said my piece. Maybe he did.
Maybe.
Maybe he would say the same thing about me. This Crowley guy, do you think he grew up wanting to do sports talk radio? Yes. Yes, I did. I'm very happy to be where I am. And it sounds like maybe Paul Skeens isn't. And if he's not, I don't blame him. I don't think anybody would blame him. But can I just say, I will just say, it's a nothing burger of a story. Even if the closest teammate to Paul Skeens has been told in confidence by Paul that Paul wants to play for the Yankees, it doesn't mean it's going to happen any sooner than it would have happened anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all know the score here. We watched the World Series, the damn Dodgers. It was Dodgers-Yankees last year.
Right.
We know what baseball is. It's the haves. It's the have-nots. In a lot of ways, it's like college football. Except college football is a bit more inclusive. Like, we know the score. This isn't the NFL. You don't get drafted to Kansas City and play there for your entire career if you're a superstar in baseball. You don't wind up in Pittsburgh and spend your entire career there. If you did, that would show loyalty. But guess what? You'd be a dunce, a nimrod, an imbecile, because you'd be leaving so much money on the table. So, oh, Paul Skeens wants to be a Yankee one day? I don't know if I believe it, that he said this to his teammates. But even if it's true, okay, duh. Duh! He wants to be a Yankee or a Dodger? Oh, why? Oh, because they'll pay him. Because they can pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Open and shut, I think. But we should be celebrating Skeens today.
We should be, but I mean, it could have been a situation where like he was like, oh, yeah, I always dreamt of playing for the Yankees one day.
Right.
Like, it could have been something like that and then taken out of context. Like, it could have easily been something like that. Like, I mean, if you're a baseball player when you're younger, there's only so many teams that you root for. I mean, if you're in Pittsburgh, you probably like going to Pirate games, but there's a lot of kids that, you know, play on my kids' baseball teams that love the Yankees, that love the Dodgers, and probably dream of playing for those teams at some point. Paul Skeens could have just been like, yeah, I always grew up kind of, you know, dreaming about playing for the Yankees or playing for the Yankees one day. And all of a sudden it's like, oh man, he wants to play for the Yankees. It could have been something as harmless as that.
He could have called the entire Pirates clubhouse in, all 25 other guys, and said, guys, I want to play for the Yankees. They're not trading him any faster. Like, he's not going to make him a Yankee any quicker or a Dodger any quicker.
He's a very thoughtful person and very methodical and detailed person. I think that he's smart enough to know that if he would say something like that, that it probably would get the reception that it's getting. I don't see him saying directly, like, I want to play for the Yankees. I just can't see that happening.
I really don't see it either, unless he goes the Narduzzi route here and he's playing total chestnut checkers. And it's, let me light a fire under this organization's ass because it's time we win around here. I want to play for the Yankees here. Go tell NJ.com guy.
You think that's the way to light the fire, though?
No.
That's not going to do anything.
He's not been afraid to, in his own thoughtful way, he's talked about this kind of stuff before. We are burying the lead a little bit. I take full responsibility for that. Paul Skeens won the Cy Young last night.
He sure did.
Paul Skeens got every first place vote for the NL Cy Young. Every single one. In year two, he was the rookie of the year last year. Third in Cy Young voting as a rookie. Had he pitched the entire season, you'd probably be talking about back-to-back Cy Young winner Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens has the lowest ERA through his first 55 career starts since 1920. So that's the entirety of the live ball era. Paul Skeens, 196 ERA. How about some of these names, Dorn? Howie Pollitt, 203. Vita Blue, 204. Oral Hershiser, 209. Dwight Gooden, 212. Jerry Kuzman, 224. Paul Skeens, through 55 games, has been the greatest pitcher we've ever seen. That's not hyperbole, that's real. And he's here, and he's ours, and now where's the conversation shift? It shifts to what do they do with him?
Yep.
In a second. But first, I mean, rare is it that an athlete has this much hype and immediately lives up to and exceeds the hype.
Yeah.
I mean, every time he takes the ball, I know he hasn't been in pennant races, anything like that. Every time he takes the ball, he wants to go out there and be the best pitcher on the planet. There's so much pressure involved in that. And he has not only achieved what we hoped he'd achieve, but he's been even better than we thought he could be. And that is not an easy thing to do. We saw Sid do it. We saw Lemieux did it. But the people who do that are few and far between, man.
Do you think that, there's a little psychological question for you. Do you think that with in regards to the pressure, like there's always pressure, and especially if you're a 1-1 pick or you're a phenom, something like that. But you think that there's maybe less pressure because you're playing for the Pirates? For Paul Skeens, like if you're Paul Skeens, I would feel like there's less pressure because I know that people are coming to see me regardless. And if I just have a good day, that's a great day.
It's still better than anybody else, yeah.
Because I'm playing for the Pirates.
And the
losing atmosphere takes away from, you know, anything that I could do that would be a losing performance.
I think for the vast majority of guys, the answer is probably yes. I think it's probably yes, but for him, I don't think he's cut that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to be the reason why they win, and I think he, as he said, wants to be the reason why they win the big one. And so I think he takes every start as seriously as if he were pitching Game 7 of the World Series.
Like, I think about Lemieux, I think about Jordan, I think about LeBron, and they're entering these organizations with so much hype and so much you know, for people to want to see what they have, that the organizations were losing so bad before they got there. Like, I feel like the pressure isn't probably as much as people think, I think, at the time, because you are that phenom and the organization isn't. Like, everything is, and if you raise it, then you're just a god now. Like, yeah. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, I feel like you're, whenever you walk into a situation, like, if Skeens walked into a situation where the Yankees drafted him, I feel like that would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Of having to live up to being who we thought he was, more than him being drafted by the Pirates.
I think you almost have to look at it like golf, right? You're like, you're doing it against yourself. Like, he's probably feels a ton of pressure to live up to his own internal expectations.
Internal, yeah.
Because, yeah, you're right. He goes out there and more tickets are sold on the days that he pitches, whether it's home or road, than when the Pirates come to town or just your typical homestand. And even if he has an off night where he goes 6 innings, strikes out 8, and gives up 3, and it's just a quality start, people go bonkers yeah. for him because he's such a unicorn. But I think he holds himself to such a level of perfection in a similar way to Crosby. Like, how many times do we see it with Skeens where he won't execute a pitch and he looks like his puppy just got run over by
mm-hmm.
a car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can't handle, even when he doesn't execute, the minute details and the way that he performs. And I think he feels the weight of the world on his shoulders, actually, now that they tasted it his rookie year and were pretty good through 100 games, their own internal expectations going into last year, even though they fell woefully short, and now knowing your time in Pittsburgh's dwindling, if he didn't feel it before, I'll phrase it this way, I feel like he's got to be feeling it now.
Yeah.
Now, it's more on the front office, obviously, than it is on him. He just won the Cy Young. He's taking care of his end of the bargain. It's on the organization now to be pot committed to right now, right this second. And it sucks that every time we have a conversation about Paul Skeens, we've got to come to this point.
Right.
But we need to. We need to. Because even if, you know, economics of baseball, ownership, whatever, even if you got to spend $12 on the payroll every year until we're 75 years old just to go all in right now, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? Now, there's a ton of reporting out there that suggests that maybe this is going to be a special offseason for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Are we buying it? We'll get to those reports coming up next. And what did Paul Skeens have to say about what he thinks of his organization's commitment to winning? We'll hear it in his own words when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there is never a fee unless we get money for you. 412-928-9370. You can also give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Paul Skeens wins the NL Cy Young Award unanimously. All 30 votes go to Skeens. He does not come out to Country Roads. He comes out to Q Country Roads by Charles Wesley Godwin, and he is a superstar. We already got a text. Doran at 412-928-9370. It sucks, but the Buccos dealing Skeens is the best and fastest way to rebuild and win, and the notion they can't is crazy. The current back-to-back AL Cy Young winner, Scooble, is getting dealt this offseason because the Tigers won't give him the $400 million he wants. They made the playoffs in each of the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the rush, even by Pirates fans, to say trade Paul Skeens. Like, Paul Skeens, like, we know how it goes. He's going to get traded at some point because you're not just going to let him walk into free agency. That will begin the next round of rebuilding. And at that time, guess what you're going to get for him? A king's ransom. But right now, that should not be the focus.
Do you trust Charrington and everybody running things to make that rebuild successful and to get that king's ransom and the right part, the right components of the king's ransom?
No.
That's why you should want Skeens here right now as long as possible.
Well, it's twofold. I think that's absolutely right. Because if they fail to make the playoffs this year, then Charrington, you would imagine, is going to finally be out. And then that becomes the job of the next general manager. And I would rather it be the job, frankly, of the next general manager. But I also want to be where my feet are. And Paul Skeens is the best pitcher in Pirates history. He's one of the best young pitchers in the history of the sport. Embrace it as fans. Don't always be waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I'm a cynical Pirates fan. We all should be. But just enjoy it every fifth day whenever he's out there on the mound. Like, yep. Here's another text. Watching Skeens is like watching a Netflix series and you already know how it ends. It's hard to get emotionally invested in him. Are you not entertained? Like, he's doing his end of the bargain here. He's outstanding every time he takes the mound. Enjoy that, and hopefully the organization can get its act together and put a winner around him. Am I optimistic that that's going to happen? Of course not. I'm not optimistic that that's going to happen. But I'm going to hope, maybe against hope, that it does. Because imagine walking across the bridge to a playoff game with the same energy of 2013, except you've got this guy on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
You got him in a wild card series. You're up 1-0 because he's that good. And then you advance and you get to throw him a couple of times in a series. And then if you advance, you get to throw him multiple times in a series. I want to dream of that. I don't want to think about the haul that you're going to get from the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets or the Phillies or the Red Sox. Not right now. This offseason is the most important in Pirates franchise history. Do I expect them to do great things with it? Probably not. But it is. And there's a lot of reporting out there suggesting that they will spend money. I'll believe it when I see it, but no. Here's Ken Rosenthal on that.
What would be more intriguing would be if we saw teams like, for instance, the Marlins and the Pirates do some things to better themselves by trading from their depth of prospects. And I do believe that is possible. Yesterday, in talking to some people here, just the first day of the GM meetings, actually it wasn't even the first day, people were just getting in, I heard that the Marlins and Pirates are telling agents, hey, we'd like to be aggressive. We'd like to spend a little bit. Now, that can be in free agency, or it can be in the matter of taking on salaries in trades. So I don't know the exact answer to your question, Richard, but I do expect that we're going to see some of this kind of activity, and not just from the big spending teams that have tons of prospects. You may see it from some other clubs as well.
So that's Ken Rosenthal. He is well-respected. That's what he is hearing. Robert Murray, who breaks a ton of Major League Baseball trades, he corroborated the report.
Corroborated.
He corroborated the report. Then Mark Feinsign, who is also a big name that I can't say in baseball media circles. He says, according to sources, the Pirates plan to be spenders on the free agent market, something they haven't done over the past decade. The left side of the infield, corner, outfield spot seem like the most obvious places for the Pirates to target, though the club hasn't signed a free agent hitter to a multi-year deal since December 2015. Harry, do you know who that was?
A big league hitter from December of 2015.
Multi-year free John agent. Jaso. It was John Jaso.
Wow.
Look at that. You turn to Harry, he doesn't disappoint.
Wow.
He absolutely nailed that. If he had the story and I didn't have the story and he asked me, I would not have known that it was John Jaso. That was a decade ago.
Wow.
So forgive me if I'm not jumping for joy and expecting the Pirates to spend all this money, but at least the reporting right now indicates that they will. And this is what Pirates fans do. This is what I do as a Pirates fan. I'm clinging to hope.
Okay, but like, in where I think a lot of people are at and where I'm at is, okay, they spend money, but like, how much?
And is it going to be on the right guys?
And is it going to be just like a little bit more than they have last year or the year before?
They spent $35 million two off seasons ago. They gave $10 million overall to Aroldis Chapman. If they spent 50, I'd be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
What I'd like to see in an ideal world, and I'm not sure I expect this, is you trade Mitch Keller and you use that salary plus the salary you saved at the deadline and you spend like $90 million. If they spent $90 million this offseason.
Now we're cooking.
If they spend $90 million this offseason with a new pitching coach from Houston and with this pitching staff that they already have assembled, they could absolutely be a playoff team. But you need to spend the $90 million.
You need to do it.
412-928-9370. What did Paul Skeens have to say last night after he got told that he won the Cy Young about this organization's commitment to winning? We'll let you hear from the goat's mouth coming up next. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you expect the Pirates to actually spend this offseason? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We hear from Skeens next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
And so, like I said, we're going to change it. Donnie is the perfect guy to manage the Pittsburgh Pirates because I've you know, talked to him in the past. Obviously, he knows baseball. He's a people person, baseball guy. That's all great. That's what makes, you know, managers manager material. But he's from Pittsburgh. And I've talked to him, and he said that he wouldn't want to do it anywhere else besides Pittsburgh. That's how people are in Pittsburgh. It's such an interesting city, such an interesting character. And that needs to be our identity coming into next year, I believe. And whatever identity is what it is. But that's kind of what I think we need to get back to, is that gritty blue collar personality that Pittsburgh is. So I'm going to push for that. I know there are others that are going to push for that. And then whoever's new to the organization, they're going to realize real quick that that's what the goal is. So I wish it were February 10th already, or whatever spring training reporting day it is. Cause you know, I'm incredibly, I hate the word motivated, but I'm incredibly excited to do this and to push in this direction for next year.
So I listened to all of Skeen's comments from last night, and he's asked about the organization, Aaron, thanks to Jeff Hathorn, and he goes right to Don Kelly. He doesn't go right to the top. He doesn't go to Ben Cherington and the additions. And we know what he said around the deadline last year. We know what he said with you guys in a great interview at the Five Alarm Marathon. Skeens is passionate about winning here. I would almost guarantee if they win here with him, no matter what he does the rest of his career, that'll be the most special moment of his career.
Mm-hmm.
You go to New York, and if you help them win a World Series, great, you win a World Series. Or you go to Los Angeles, you put another damn World Series championship trophy, commissioner's trophy there for them. But you do it here, he'll deserve a statue. I don't care. You're here 4 years. If you make the playoffs, win a series, something they haven't done since 1979. I'm not even talking about World Series. Just win a damn series.
Just a series, you're going to give him a statue?
Oh, I'm giving him a statue. Because I'm claiming him. I'm claiming him. And I would almost guarantee you it would be the most important moment of his entire career. Because he said it last night, too.
If he wins a series here and then goes somewhere else and wins a World Series, you think that moment in his whole entire career of winning the series in Pittsburgh is going to be the biggest moment?
I think so. I think
you're out of your mind.
I think when he reflects back on it, he'll think about his time here in Pittsburgh. We heard him say it last night. 29 fan bases don't expect the Pirates to win. He wants to change that.
Yeah.
Of course he's correct. He should actually amend that. He's actually incorrect. It's 30 fan bases don't expect the Pirates to win. So you do it here, it's different. Kutch came back, right? Now, Kutch never won a World Series, and maybe things would be different had he done that. But Kutch came back because he knew how special it was to win here, and he wanted to try to do that again, and maybe he'll come back for another season. We'll see. But Skeens can't do it on his own.
No.
It's different if you're an everyday player who is, like, what would the everyday player equivalent of Paul Skeens be? Someone who hits 50 homers every year, right? Like Aaron Judge.
Yeah, like Otani.
Like, you can almost do it by yourself. Like, you're scoring 4 runs a game when you got a guy like that.
Do you think if Otani was here and Skeens wasn't?
Yeah.
Do you think that they would be a playoff team?
I don't think they'd be a playoff team. I think they'd have a better record. Even and we're excluding his pitching, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they'd be a better team because he affects the game every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You got to surround this guy with talent.
Yep. I think everybody knows that. I mean, it's just, will they do it? I mean, they could talk. We could read articles and hear that the Pirates and the Marlins are going to spend money and more money this year. They're going to be aggressive. But nobody here believes that. And if they do, it's not going to be to the satisfaction that we expect whenever we hear aggressive and spend money. We already know that. So why even psych yourselves out? Now, I know, I mean, Paul Skeens is probably, I mean, I'd be upset if I was him. And you could kind of hear it, like you said, in the interviews that we've heard the past couple ones and the one that we did at the Five Alarm. Like, he is a little bit upset, but I don't know what else that he could do to push this organization to surround him with better talent, especially if they don't do it adequately this year.
If they don't do it adequately this year, if I were Paul, I'd ask out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all.
I don't think anybody does. It reminds me a lot of the Myles Garrett situation, except you know, Paul's not doing that, right? Like, the closest thing we've seen to that is some guy who's from Gannett who writes for a New Jersey paper or website or whatever said that a teammate said. It's like the Ferris Bueller's quote.
Yeah.
Like, 31 flavors last night. Like, we get a little hearsay. he's not demanding a trade the way that Myles Garrett is, but I don't think Pirates fans would blame him if he did. And I'm doing the Pirate fan thing.
I know. Like, you're starting to get a little bit of like a little inkling of faith that they might actually do something this year. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't really believe it until I see it. It's the same way I feel about the Steelers winning a playoff game. Like, I'm not really going to believe it until I see it. And maybe those two things aren't analogous, but whatever.
Yeah, like, I mean, I believe that they can because I know that they are competent in trying to do it, and they are actually there and give themselves an opportunity to actually try to do it.
Yeah, that's where the analogy falls short, and probably woefully short, because one organization goes for it, at least in the offseason, because they didn't get a wide receiver at the deadline, but at least one organization tries and fails. The Pirates don't even try, and they fail.
I feel like you're depressed.
I am depressed, man. I should be. I bet you a lot of Pirates fans will open up the phones at 412-928-9370. I bet you feel exactly the way that I feel this morning, which is we should be celebrating a truly special player, a unicorn, the likes of which we are never going to see Paul Skeens again. Maybe across baseball, a guy who comes in and pitches this well, we're never going to see it here. Mm-mm. And we should be propping this guy up and celebrating, and I take full responsibility for not, but I don't have this job because I'm a Big J journalist. I have this job because I can talk, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan first and foremost, and I wear my fandom on my sleeve, and I want to be excited about Paul, but I can't because they don't do anything! Anthony in Oakland, hello.
You know, fellas, I sympathize with you and Doran. No, I've been around long enough to have seen them. I saw the 60 World Series when I was 6 years old. I saw winning in 71 and 79 and in the Bonds era of the, you know, making it to the championship game. You guys have seen none of that.
None.
And it saddens me. And if these owners in Major League Baseball really cared about their franchises, they would oust this man. Because they have a commodity. This is why baseball is third in popularity, because they have a major asset, but he's with a franchise who don't know how to use him, or a league that doesn't know how to use him. But the best thing that could happen to this franchise is what get the Saudis involved, like they're involved with the Lakers. They want to get into baseball and football like they are with that Live Golf. Allow that money to come in. Get a Michael Keaton to represent this franchise and get a group together, because what we have here is an abomination of an owner. And it saddens me to see you guys, you know, talk like this, because you'll probably never see what I saw.
Thank you, Anthony. And I think, well, I feel bad for you too. Are you familiar with the book Flowers for Algernon?
No.
Okay. So I'll explain it very quickly. That's one of the few books I've read, Dorn, Flowers for Algernon. So it tells the story of this guy named Charlie, who's intellectually disabled. It's a science fiction novel. And Charlie is a very happy man. He's intellectually disabled. He lives a great life, has a job. He doesn't know that he's intellectually disabled, right? Because he is intellectually disabled. And they do a surgery on him, and he becomes a genius. And then he realizes that he was a lot happier
before.
Yeah. Before.
Mm-hmm.
And for Pirates fans who, like Anthony, have experienced it, it's almost worse.
Worse.
Because you know the joy of it.
Right.
Yeah. If you're us, all you get is failure.
Yeah, we don't know any better.
Exactly. Like I just said, like, listen to how friggin' sad I sound. Oh, it's going to be the greatest moment of Paul Skeens' career if he wins a series here. No, it probably isn't. It would be the greatest moment of my life,
mm-hmm.
is what I've done there. I've conflated his potential feelings with my potential feelings. Pitt, Notre Dame, for lots of the marbles, Saturday noon. You can listen right here, beginning at 9 a.m. with our pregame show with Doran Dickerson. On your Odyssey app. You can watch us right now live on X. Thousands upon thousands of people are doing that every day, as well as the YouTube stream, over the air, and again, the aforementioned Odyssey app. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat Bostick going to be joining us in about 10 minutes, but in the interim, we're talking Bucks, because Paul Skeens was a unanimous NL Cy Young winner last night. And I am conflicted. My emotions are complex, and I can't handle complex emotions. I'm a child. I'm happy for Paul. I'm elated we get to watch him every year. but I'm depressed by the state of the organization, and I wonder how others out there feel. Like Bill in Beaver. Good morning to you, Bill.
Bill.
Yes, hello.
What up, Bill? You're on the air.
I equate Paul Skeens and Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley was used and abused by his manager. He took his money, signed him up for these ridiculous contracts, and Elvis never reaped the benefits, and ultimately had a very tragic ending. And I see Paul Skeens is being used and abused by Bob Nutting. He uses him to sell bobbleheads to get a few extra thousand fans in the seats every five games. But we all know this will lead to nothing until he's traded for a bag of rocks.
So thank you, Bill.
I'm elated for Paul Skeens, but I think he's abused.
So we have an Elvis Presley reference, and we have Anthony from Oakland saying that the Saudis should come and buy the Pirates.
Yep.
That's where we are as Pirates fans right now.
Bag of Rocks was my favorite.
You like the Bag of Rocks?
Trade him for a Bag of Rocks.
Yep.
I'm stunned by the number of texts we have pouring in saying the Pirates might as well just trade him now. Like, I don't agree with that. I get where people are coming from because, well, being a Pirates fan hurts, but it's too early for that.
Yeah, but like I said before, do you trust the, whatever the return is? Right.
Like,
I could see that. I could see that conversation happening and be on board with it if there was a general manager that you had faith in.
Yes.
But not now. Maybe next year.
You got to try to win now and then see where it goes.
Well, next year, I guess, is the lockout, right?
Yeah, there's also that. Right. I'm depressed!
Wow. Wow, that's going to be like next year. That's insane. Think about
best trade Charrington's made is getting Luis Ortiz out of here, and then Luis Ortiz threw his career away throwing pitches.
For what, 12K?
Yeah, 12K.
Jeez, oh man.
That honestly, not to like totally dovetail into something else, that makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Like it's just when people make decisions that are that poor, it really bums me out. Like you've got the world as your oyster and you throw it all away. All right, Patrick in the car, maybe you can lighten things up a little bit.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm sorry, I can't liven them up. I feel bad for you guys. I truly do. I think Pirates fans are some of the most loyal, some of the most fierce fans in the country.
Can I take a guess here, Patrick?
Go ahead.
That you grew up a Pirates fan and you've just totally given up?
I absolutely did. Yeah, I was there. I actually, in high school, my old man won tickets when Bob. I was there when Bob walked through that complete game, whatever, against the Braves. Like, I saw playoff baseball in Pittsburgh. We'll never see it again in my lifetime. I don't think so. I think you guys should just enjoy Skeens while we got him. That's about as good as it's going to get. And you deserve better. You do.
Thank you, Patrick.
And it's just not going to happen.
I enjoy Skeens every time he takes the mound, and I block it out then, but only then.
Yeah, for sure. Next day, it's right back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out and throws 8 scoreless innings, and we marvel in it. We talk about him. We prop him up, and then where's the conversation go?
But it's like, and then it's like this. It's like, how lucky can we get as Pittsburgh fans, though? Just Pittsburgh sports fans in general. Like, this has happened so many times, many times, where there's a phenom that comes in, and changes the whole trajectory of everything. And then we know winning culture. You think of Lemieux, you think of Crosby, you think of even Terry Bradshaw at the time, you know, first overall pick. I mean, there's so many athletes that have come in and just transcended the sports organizations. Like, you know, hey, like we've had it pretty decent in that realm of things. I understand. But for it to happen now, I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening again. We've already been lucky enough, in my opinion. I don't see it happening again.
Could Mason Heinschel be that for Pitt?
Maybe. But would that be, you know, the gap isn't too far away for that to happen in that scenario. But I see what you're doing. You want to give Mason some props. But, I mean, Kenny was just here about, what, 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. So it's not analogous in that Pitt has had some damn good players and some damn good quarterbacks. But and college is different, too, because, well, I guess not that different from Major League Baseball because we're talking about Skeens for a 4 or 5 year window.
True.
But generally, professional sports, you get a phenom, you keep them. College football, we saw the difference that this kid made on this team. They haven't lost since he's taken over. He's got his biggest test coming up on Saturday. We got Pat Bostic coming in next. Really, that was just me trying to go it. From one topic to the next.
You're a professional. You're great.
Big time.
You're the best.
Oh, what is happening? Thank you. What a day.
You're the best.
We're just trying to cheer each other up because of the state of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll get into Pitt. Will Howard, is he maybe the Steelers quarterback of the future? We'll get into that with Pat Bostic as well. John Gruden at 7:45 right now. We tell you about fan weather. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.